For the next hour, join me, Pavlina, for great Ukrainian music and more here on Naš Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Козацького роду у серці живе Україна, крові мої, Україна, діаспора, 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 діаспора. Покажем, що ми нові козаки, іноземці козацького роду, ми всі твої Україно.
England, that was the Ukrainians with a song called Diaspora, the title track of their most recent CD, Diaspora. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchik-Makori, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar has a recipe perfect for Easter dinner, and that's not too far off. It is sirnik, an interesting twist on a traditional Ukrainian cheesecake. As well, Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa will be along with a Did You Know feature, and she'll be telling us about a Habsburg who would be Prince of Ukraine. Keith Perron will be along with news from Ukraine. He's got stories about the state of intellectual property laws in Ukraine, as well as new tariffs imposed on auto imports. And as well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Edmonton that's been around a long time. They are called Trimbita. And this is a number from their most recent CD, Keep Calm and Polka On. And it's a little bit more of a mellow tune than you'd be used to from a polka band, but it is nonetheless absolutely outstanding. It is called Dva Kolore, Two Colors.
Thank you. як я малим збирався навесні. І ти у світ незнаними шляхами сорочку мати вишила мені червоними і чорними, червоними і чорними нитками. Два кольори мої, два кольори, два на полотні душі мої оба, два кольори мої, два кольори. Червоне то любов, а чорне то журба. Мене водило без вісті життя, та я вертався на свої дороги, переплилось, як мамине життя, сумні мої і радісні. Радісні дороги. Два кольори мої, два кольори, два на полотні душі мої оба. Два кольори мої, два кольори. Червоне то любов, а чорне то журба. Мені вже війшла в очі сивина, я нічого не везу додому, лиш горточок старого полотна і вишите моє життя, вишите моє життя на ньому. Два кольори мої, два кольори, оба на полотні душі мої оба. Два кольори мої, два кольори. Червоне то любов, а чорне то журба. Кольори
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Поведи там, де світла промінь не згасає, де весні розцвісти ніхто не заважає. Покажи стежку, що веде до розуміння, шлях, яким я пройду без страху і тремтіння. Серця віднайшли себе у спільній мові. Ти навчи, як сказати слово правди і віри, не зійти із напрямку надії й довіри. Там, де невпевненість втратила сили, любов має владу і вплив.
Червона калина похилилася, чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася, а ми тую червону калину підіймемо, а ми нашу славну Україну розвеселимо, а ми тую червону калину підіймемо, а ми нашу славну країну гей розвеселимо. Не хилися, червона калина, маєш білий цвіт. Не журися, славна Україна, маєш добрий рід. А ми тую червону
Yeah.
from Ukraine, that was Oleksandr Malinin with a traditional patriotic Ukrainian song, Chervona Kalina, the Red Cranberry. And before him, you heard Helena Stolarczyk, and she is a BC girl. She lives in Lillooette. That was an original composition of hers called Tom. Coming up next is a group from Edmonton called Migrena. This is from their CD Abstraktiv and their version of Chervona Ruta, the Red Rue.
Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарціля шукала, сонце руки знайшла і мене шарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами. Тебе в снах у Діброва зелене, по забуте стежка, де приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки теплові. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода в селі. Senior.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Ukrainian cheesecake, called syrnik in Ukrainian, is traditional at Easter time. It can be sweet or savory, and the sweet variation of syrnik is quite different from the kind of cheesecake that most North Americans are familiar with. That's because it's made with cottage cheese rather than cream cheese. This savory version, like the sweet variation, calls for dry cottage cheese. Make sure to use dry and not cream cottage cheese for this recipe. Check the container carefully before you buy it. Cream cottage cheese will not work in this recipe. It has to be dry cottage cheese. For this savory variation of Ukrainian Easter cheesecake, you will need 1 pound dry cottage cheese, 4 egg yolks, 1 tablespoon melted butter, 1 whole egg, 1 teaspoon salt. Press cottage cheese through a sieve or whiz until smooth in a food processor. Beat yolks and whole egg until creamy. Add to cheese and mix well. Season to taste with salt. Pour into a medium-sized buttered casserole dish and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 45 to 50 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the middle comes out clean. Cool before serving. Serve in slices with the main course. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And here's Tutti Tom from Saskatchewan next, and this is from their first self-titled CD. It is called Chumbara.
На городі сухий дуб хлопці порубали. Ой, недавно оженився, усі люди знали.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Вже я дівчиноньку Марусеньку звали, вона мене сороченька шила й вишивала.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода. Ченка шила й вишивала, кребульками, стебульками, бо більше не знала.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Що на вулиці стали всі питати, чи то свято, чи сир'як, бо було не знати.
Чумбара, чумбара, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, чумба, чумба, чумбара. Чумба, чумба, чумбариня, де дівчина молода.
я не така рубака, а це мила вишивала голокостомака.
Чубара, чубара, чубариня, де дівчина молода. Чумба, чумба, чубариня, чумба, чумба, чубара. Чумба, чумба, чубариня, де дівчина молода.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chi Znali Vi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg, an Austrian aristocrat, aspired to become king of Ukraine? Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg learned Ukrainian and became known as Vasil Vishivani because he took to wearing a Ukrainian embroidered shirt under his officer's uniform. He was involved in Ukraine's efforts at independence after World War I. In the end, he was captured by the Red Army, tortured, and died in a Kiev prison in 1948. The fascinating story of Wilhelm von Habsburg, or Vasil Vishivani, is told in a recently published book by Timothy Snyder, professor at Yale University. The book is entitled The Red Prince, The Secret Lives of a Habsburg Archduke. You can buy the book in local bookstores or borrow it from your local public library.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chi Znala Vi, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри «Рушничок», великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Oh,
And more BC talent for you there. That was Boris Sikhon from Mission BC and his rendition of a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Pid Manula, You Deceived Me. Up next is the Hrim Band from New York City, and this is from their self-titled CD, traditional Ukrainian folk song called Strumochuk, The Stream.
Струмочку, срібна водичко, куди біжиш і що несеш, кому кохання, кому розлуку, мені нічого не даєш. Сорочку білу вишию шовком, в холодну воду кину твою. Пливи, сорочко, де ходить милий, скажи, що я його люблю. Надійне мій подарунок поправить кучері свої, прийде до мене, я буду ждати, поки не втихнуть солові. Як не прийде, невже забуде, або розлюбить милий мене, сорочка буде йому на згадку, кохання вірне є моє. Кохання, кому розлуку, мені нічого не даєш, кому кохання, кому розлуку, мені нічого не дає.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the program. In late January 2012, authorities in Ukraine shut down one of the most notorious websites in the world for illegally downloading films, television shows, and other intellectual property. Police seize 200 servers and more than 6,000 terabytes of data. It was hailed as major progress in coping with Ukraine's chronic problem in the area of intellectual property rights. Yet in February the same year, the website was up and running again, reviving suspicions that organized crime groups behind such piracy in Ukraine are protected by highly placed officials. At the beginning of this year, U.S. software giant Microsoft has estimated that 70% of the software used in the state sector is illegal. The Ukrainian government says it is taking the piracy problem seriously, especially the embarrassing claim that state agencies routinely use pirated software. The country's state intellectual property agency disputes Microsoft's figure, but acknowledges that illegal software in the state sector could be as high as 40%. An independent think tank put the figure at 65%. The think tank also confirmed that computers in the presidential office also had illegal software. The Latvian president, Andrejs Bērziņš, said that Ukraine could join the European Union as soon as it demonstrates progress on the reform implementation process. He said, "I think if the community's support is high enough and Ukraine manages to show progress in the sphere of reforms, then no one will hinder it from joining the European Union." He said this at a joint press conference in Kiev on March the 13th. Viktor Yanukovych praised Latvia's contribution to the development of Ukraine's relationship with the EU. Ukraine has imposed emergency tariffs of 6.5% to 13% on auto imports, a move that is likely to irritate its trade partners in the European Union and Japan. It said it was acting because domestic production had dropped sharply. The government's Commission on International Trade said the duties would affect passenger cars with engine capacities of 1,000 to 2,200 cubic centimeters. The new tariffs imposed on the top of the 10% imported duties will take effect in 30 days and remain in place for 3 years. The move seems certain to worsen as Ukraine's growing reputation as the new bad boy of the World Trade Organization, which it joined in 2008. Ukraine raised eyebrows when it challenged Australian tobacco packaging rules, despite having no interest in the Australian market, and hit universal opposition with its lone veto against Yemen joining the World Trade Organization. More than 100 countries have also decreed Kiev's plans to renegotiate 371 tariff ceilings. And that's all we have time for on this week's edition of Ukraine News Outlook. We'll see you in 7 days' time. Bye-bye, everyone. I'm Keith Powell.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Please take the Nash Holos survey and let us know your thoughts about the show. This will help us make sure that we deliver the kind of Ukrainian programming that you want to hear. Just go to the Nash Holos website and click on the survey link. 10 quick questions and you're done. www.nashholos.com
Chocolat from Ukraine and one of the most popular jazz groups on the Ukrainian music scene right about now, and an incredibly talented group. That song was called Hutsulia, and that was a demonstration of how well Ukrainian folk songs lend themselves to just about any kind of musical genre. And when they're as talented as this group, it just makes it seem that much easier. Really easy to listen to. That was Hutsulia with Chocolat. Well, we're going to bring it back to North America now, and we're going to switch genres once more, a little bit more of a traditional sound, at least traditional for the Canadian prairies. This is a group from Edmonton called the Playboy Band. They've got 3 CDs out. This is from their most recent called Wedding Album, and it is indicative of a sound that you would hear at any wedding on the Canadian prairies, particularly in the rural areas, anywhere from the 1960s to up to right now. Here they are now, the Playboy Band with Mom's Foxtrot. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Наріканням приятелів собі не здобудеш. And our proverb of the week translates as, you won't win any friends for yourself by complaining. Well, our time is just about up, so to wrap things up, we've got the Female Beat from Winnipeg from their CD Sealed with a Kiss, and they'll be taking us home with the Sapphire Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks for listening. Until next time, до побачення.